Roland Martin. Where are you this morning, Roland?
I'm in New York at 30 Rock doing TV1 from here. I was here with Yahoo last night. Katie and Corey breaking down Super Tuesday. Had to bring a little swag, a little funk to the joint.
Yeah, you did. So we
had a good time talking about the election last night. So it was great. Thanks to a lot of folks who were tuning into Yahoo.com, checking that out. And so I tried to get them to do a DJ next time. I said, look, it's digital. Don't look like cable news. I said, let's get a little DJ up in here. And maybe we'll bring in Jay to give a breakdown. And they have Rip Adler give a breakdown.
Turned it into a club.
You don't want a disco ball next. Watch. You can't stop it, man.
Hey. I ain't got a problem having some dancers up in that joint. Look. It'll look different. Huge.
Rolling.
He got carried away.
So. Rolling.
Yes.
There he is.
We're losing.
Yes.
Now.
I'm here.
All right. Stand still.
Don't move.
Okay.
I've heard that before.
Well, I'm in the same spot.
Okay.
So, you got me?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha. Huge night last night for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the various states. But also, there was some local races with DAs that matter to us. Join me right now, Law and Victoria Burke, Managing Editor, Politics365.com. Lauren, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing, Roland?
All right, Lauren, Hillary Clinton wins Ohio. She wins Illinois. She wins Florida. Too close to call in Missouri. Same thing for Donald Trump. It's abundantly clear this is going to come down to two people, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump.
That's right. And what we saw last night, effectively, is we found out, we learned who the two nominees will be in the major parties. Obviously, Donald Trump is on a roll, and I don't see how anybody catches him. They're going to have a fight at their convention. And in the case of Hillary Clinton, I think she swept last night. She swept five states. In Missouri, they're saying too close to call, but she's up by 900 votes, so she's expected to win. What we're going to see on the Republican side, though, is probably a huge fight at their convention, because there's a lot of people in their party, obviously, that do not want to see Donald Trump as the nominee, to say the least.
Let's talk about this here. The witch is dead in Chicago.
Wow.
Anita Alvarez, Cook County State's Attorney, voted out last night in Cleveland, Cuyahoga County. Tim McGinty, the prosecutor in the Tamir Rice case, also voted out. Long, we often talk about the importance of these DA races. It's clear. Alvarez, the Laquan McDonald case, McGinty, the Tamir Rice case, the people spoke. They said, you two got to go.
Exactly right. And this is the power, I think, of Black Lives Matter, this is the power of local elections. This is the meaning of local elections. Tim McGinty, who handled and mishandled the Tamir Rice case, lost by a lot. He lost by 54-45. It wasn't even close. And Anita Alvarez, of course, lost, who, of course, mishandled the Laquan McDonald case. So it shows you the power of the influence of Black Lives Matter, the power of what local elections mean, what local politics means on this level, and it's amazing to see it.
I have breaking news. At 11 a.m. this morning, President Obama will name his Supreme Court nominee. It's down to two folks, not a black woman, although a black man is supposedly one of the two finalists for this.
Roland. Roland. Get on the...
Roland is talking about the announcement this morning.
Yeah, at 11 o'clock.
It's coming down from the president regarding the Supreme Court nomination.
Yeah.
It has been confirmed that it is coming
Your
down.
Your question with the Secretary Hillary Clinton, former Secretary Hillary Clinton.
And no black woman in the mix at this
was,
point.
That was a good question, Roland.
Well, I appreciate it. Y'all can hear me now, right?
Now we can hear you.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, Lauren, what about that, the fact that the president is going to make this nominee not going to be a black woman, but there's a black man who's supposedly one of the two folks like this?
Well, it is incredible. It looks like the president is going for a very moderate consensus pick that, frankly, inexplicably would please the Republicans, either Merrick Garland or Srivastava, which is, of course, not an African-American male or woman. There was a third person, an African-American male, on the list, and he is not apparently going to be the nominee. So it's really sort of confusing as to why this pick would be made, given that both are actually considered moderate candidates and not progressives or liberals.
So what?
Well, he's
what
hoping.
Is
he's
it?
Hoping the Republicans.
So is it that he's hoping that he gives them somebody that they absolutely cannot refuse?
I don't know what his strategy is, quite frankly, because I think that if the they could actually call his bluff. I mean, it would be—it wouldn't surprise me if they said, you know what, this is a candidate that we actually like. We have a better chance with this than we have with the President Clinton. So I'm not really understanding what the White House strategy is, quite frankly. Telling black voters over and over again that it's important to vote because of the Supreme Court, and then not nominating somebody who reflects the views of African Americans doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, that's puzzling.
We'll see. We'll see at 11 a.m. today, so we'll see who that particular pick is. But Anita Alvarez, stop packing your boxes. You got to go.
Ding dong, the witch is gone.
As Damon Williams Jr. said, bye, Anita.
Thank you. And bye, Tim McGinty.
All right, Roland.
Thanks a lot.